Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. If you haven't listened to my last podcast, please go check it out. Thank you. Today we'll be talking to my good friend Carla about her moral values and her purity. We'll be doing this interview through our phones, so the quality might not be that good, might cut off, so just be aware of that. Carla also has her own podcast, and she could actually tell you a brief thing about how what she talks on her podcast. Go ahead, Carla.
Yes, so my podcast is called Daydreamer, and you can access it through Anchor or through Spotify as well. And basically, we talk about mindset and positive attitude. And I really, really just try to focus on college students or just the young generation in general. It's for everyone because we really just want to strive for good and positivity so anyone can listen to it. But it's more relatable or more attained for college students just because I don't want people to feel like they're alone. I feel like a lot of us face the similar struggles. And right now, with this whole quarantine thing and whatnot, that's going on, I just really want people to feel comforted. And like I said, we talk about mindsets and it's pretty fun. It's really fun. So I really recommend you checking my podcast out.
And she might be even talking about Disney stuff, like Disney
Yes.
princesses, just to have like a balance in her podcast. We were actually talking about that when she first started.
Yeah.
So check her out. She's very cool, awesome, positive. You guys will enjoy it. So back to our topic about moral values. When we first met, we actually are both old school, old soul, and we clicked very quickly on that. And actually, within 2 days, we got very personal and
Yeah,
opened
we
up to
did.
each other. And that was great. I loved it. We actually, I mean, a lot of people didn't like how we got so close with each other, but you know what? I don't care. I know you don't care.
Nope.
Especially because, just a little background story, me and Carla worked together in Chula Vista for the city, and we worked hand in hand. So from there on, it was just we just clicked. So when we started working closer together, more hours together, I started noticing her values of life and noticed a ring on her hand. So and I she told me it was a purity ring. So going off of that, what made you get a purity ring? Like, was that a forced or personal or something that, you got influenced by?
So a purity ring, just in general, it's basically a symbol that that person is going to wait for intimacy until marriage. So I did not get forced at all. Like, if you can look at my family's history, and like my parents did the complete opposite. You know, my mom was a young mom, 16, and like my dad was way older, and things didn't work out. So like it was not forced at all. My family's very non-judgmental. It's very open. We're very open-minded, but I knew that I wanted this because I feel like intimacy is very important in a relationship, and at least for me. I'm a very sensitive person. So I knew that for me, like if I was to, you know, give that part of myself, it was going to be because I wanted to, and because I was ready mentally, physically, and like with everything, and I knew that that person was going to be with me for the rest of my life. That gives me comfort. So I definitely was not forced. I wanted to do it because I also saw that people didn't value that as much anymore. And so I knew a way to protect myself and my mind, and also having patience. I knew that I wanted to do this. And on my ring, it's not really required to have a ring, but it's just like a self goal that you want. But for me, I
Yeah,
wanted
it's
I
more like a symbol kind of thing,
yeah
right?
and it reminds me, like, every time, I guess, like, I'm like, oh, why am I doing this? I get a hard time about it, or people always ask, or they look at me weird. It says in little letters on my ring, it says love waits. And so through time and through my experiences, I realized that love truly does wait, and there is no rush. And so
Exactly.
it's really, you know, build my character and build in self-control and patience, really, because sometimes it's easier to just say, like, oh, whatever. Like, I'm already, he's my boyfriend. I'm just going to get with him and, like, you know, do it how everyone else does it. And that's, I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm just saying, like, that's just something that I personally would not feel comfortable with. And I know that I would be completely satisfied and I wouldn't be happy. And so that's the background of my purity ring. Like I said, wasn't forced at all. It was more of a personal choice, just because I saw that, I saw value in that intimacy. And I decided to take a leap of faith and believe that and believe that it was going to be, like, worthwhile. So far, it has been the best choice I've made ever.
And, you know, best things happen to those who wait, right?
Yes.
It's all in the patience of that. Just exactly what my segment is for my first part of my podcast is about patience. So you, like, your ring says love waits and you're being patient. And it's really hard, especially in this generation. You know, people like to rush into things. You know, it's kind of crazy because some people I know or encountered in my life would come up and say, like, oh, dude, you know, who talks these days and dates and courts? So I'm like, what? And, you know, some of the responses is like, oh, you'll only know if it's, you know, worth being with that person is after the sex.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm like, what? And so it's kind of crazy, but, you know, I'm glad there's still people like you, like me, and some people I do know still, and I probably you do as well, that there's still people out there who wait. Even the ones who don't wait till marriage, at least there's people who are waiting until the right one. Not specifically for marriage, you know, waiting until they get married to do stuff,
mm-hmm.
but at least they're waiting their own time till they think they're ready, you
yeah.
know. Especially like for you and me, we're waiting till marriage, mm-hmm. right? So that's a big thing. Some people can't do that. Some people just, you know, find loopholes in a way, right? Like, oh yeah, no, it wasn't real intercourse. It's, you know, we did this. And I'm like, okay, you know, like they're trying to find ways. But, you know, I'm not judging. You're not judging. It's just how we look at love and how our moral values are. And I'm not saying our values are better than anybody else's or, you know, it's good or bad, but it's just our personal moral values, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And something that stuck out to me, two things, what you said is, you know, people look at you weird, you know, when you explain your ring. Can you elaborate on that? Because how does that make you feel? Because I noticed, like you said, you don't even have to wear it, right? Mm-hmm. It's just a symbol that you get to see physically and be like, oh yeah, I have this, you know, in case a slip up comes and you like see your ring, you're like, oh no, I can't do it. Mm-hmm. You know, I have this on for a reason. Mm-hmm. So when you encounter people, or have you encountered people who actually came up to you and go like, oh, you're married, or you know, whatever, because honestly, you do look older than the, you know, I mean, you look young, but like how your vibe and your, you know, like how you present yourself is very mature. So like people could probably be like, oh, you know, how long have you been married? You know, mm-hmm. So can you kind of give us an example if you've ever encountered that and how do you handle it?
Definitely have had a lot of encounters, but times when someone asks me, are you engaged? And like, a safe way to get out of that situation is to say yes. I totally say yes sometimes. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, like, I definitely...
That's just to ease and, like, walk away from yes. it, right? So you don't have to explain too much. oh, my God.
It really depends on the situation. But I have had people ask me, like, oh, my gosh, you're engaged. Like, how long? And others are like, wait, are you married? And they ask me. And so depending on if I have time to even explain myself or if the person seems genuinely curious, I do explain. But people do look at me weird. When I explain my ring, it's like a lot of the times they take it to offense to themselves. And that's why they look at me weird. They don't practice it themselves. So they're just like, oh. And sometimes I get... People get aggressive or they get like kind of upset and they're like, "Come here, stop doing that." And people always resort it back to religion, and they're always like, "Well, God, blah 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 blah, and I'm just like, you know, I do, like, I am a person of faith, like, I do believe that there is, you know, God and whatnot, but the reason why I did it was not for that. And a lot of people just resort to religion, and I always get to say, like, you know what, it's a personal choice for me, it's an observation that I saw growing up, because I got it when I was 16, so I was just like, it's a, I've been seeing through high school, in high school, and now in college, look at me weird. I usually just kind of, I'm like, oh no, I offended that. In a way, like, not trying to offend someone, you offend someone, because a lot of the times it's kind of like, you know, when a, like, a really bright light hits your eyes, your first reaction is to, like, block it out. And so how I kind of relate to it, because it, I think that it's something to be proud of in a way, like, to say, you know what, I'm deciding to, I think it's romantic, I don't know, it's like, I'm deciding to wait for someone that I'm going,
that special moment with that special someone. Yeah, totally agree.
And it gives the other special someone kind of like, oh my gosh, more like, you've been waiting for me, like, this is so, I don't know, I'm like a hopeless romantic. I just think,
yes, we both are definitely more in our emotional side, so, which I totally understand.
So that's why just I find it special, and so when people really act weird, just a person has to say, but it's mainly because it's an offense to them. Because if you think about it, if I reversed the other way and I said, oh, you know what, I just had sex with this person and this person, this person, they'd be so intrigued and they'd open up about what they've done. So, and
yeah,
and so it's as if a lot of the times people to not, they take it to offense because they couldn't do it, or they weren't able to do that, or they didn't think that way, because they don't want to see they did something wrong. They try to, like, you know, put down in a way sometimes, or like neglect what I'm doing. And I saw a pattern. So after that, I just kind of just listened to people. I just told them my perspective, or like what it was, or sometimes I don't explain. I just say briefly, because I see that they're getting upset or something. And I just stop saying, like, I just stop right away, because I don't want to cause a conflict out of something that's good. So I just,
because the judgmental part comes in, and which makes total sense. Now, does your answer, like you said, sometimes you just say yes, or you sometimes you explain to them why you have it, right? Now, does your approach on the question ever change due to the person's age? So now, for example, if you talk to someone in our age, would you be easier to say, oh yeah, I'm engaged, or do you actually will try to tell them why you have it, or do you feel more comfortable able to talk about it and explain your morals to someone who's older than us, like someone in their 50s or 60s, right? Because they would understand in theory, right? So do you ever think of it that way, like, oh, okay, you know, if this person's wiser, older than me, I could tell him or her the reason why I have it? Or you look at it like, oh man, I'm with my friends or my peers, I'm just gonna have to make up something. Like, do you ever fall into that scenario where you kind of judge on your answer depending on the person?
Surprisingly, yes, to, like, that, I mean, certain people. Is usually because I encounter a lot of people throughout, obviously throughout the city job and stuff. Since it's April, it's what's the month? It's something. It's some type of awareness. But anyway, so like it's like sexual harassment awareness or something like that. So I've had a lot of encounters that my professors, a lot of my men, guy professors, even doctors, they get very, like, ask me inappropriate questions that they shouldn't be asking at the wrong times, and tend to ask me questions that don't revolve around schoolwork or something. And, you know, there's, like, those friendship connections where you can be friends with your professor and, like, it's all good, but there's just three topics that you can talk about, which is like obviously like sex, religion, and politics. Like, you don't want to talk about those things.
Yeah.
And so sometimes,
yeah,
I've had professors that have encountered me and they like ask me more on that side, and right away I just say I'm engaged. That's the only reason why I agree to be engaged. Not because I'm embarrassed or peer pressure or whatever. It's usually just for my own safety. And sometimes it saves me. Like, having my ring sometimes saves me. And so that helps me. And it's unfortunate that the world's like that, but I mean, it is what it is. And another reason why I would probably just say, yes, I'm engaged, is because a person's rushing and they just want like a quick answer. So I just say, yeah, I'm engaged. But other than that, like, I explain, like, what my purity ring is, or I just tell them, oh, it's my purity ring. And then if they ask further questions, then I let them know. But if they don't, then I don't say anything. I just say, it's my purity ring. Like, I'm not, no, I'm not engaged.
So with that, like, right, that's pretty much labeling you, right? Just because of they see the ring, like you said. Do you feel like that's a label when you wear that ring, or you just like don't really look into it that much? Because, I mean, you know, in society these days, there's so many labels, right? And we're all definitely trying to get rid of the labels, right? And do you ever feel like wearing that labels you in society?
To be completely honest with you, I have gotten like labels, but obviously none of the labels that I want. Like, oh wow, that takes a lot of self-control. Like, wow. It's more like, oh, you're just religious, or like, oh, you're just like this. And it, I mean, it sucks. And I don't let it label me. Like, obviously my my, I guess, sex life doesn't really get the chance to like label me. I try not to think about it that much. But in a way, like, at this point, as long as my message gets through that I'm still kind of like an old soul, then I guess I don't really mind. But I don't think it defines me. Like, my ring definitely does not define me. Like, I'm not just going to be seen as, oh, like Carla, the virgin, you know?
Yeah.
It's like Carla. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and that's good.
Yeah, it's like Carla, the student. Carla, I have so many different types of hats that I have to wear. And definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've all seen that.
And definitely, like, my ring is a part of me because it's helped me through so much. And it's really given me strength to do stuff. Like, and it doesn't necessarily have to be, like, intimacy with someone. It could also just because I've been able to have self-control and patience with this particular like factor in my life, I've been able to have patience with so many different other with like my mind and my spirit and my soul, that self-control is needed to do certain things. So it's definitely helped me in other areas. So with like answering the question about the labeling, I try not to it's labeled. Everybody tries to fit you in to kind of like sort you in your brain. They can just identify you as this person, and that it's easier for us humans like to label things, and because we like, and so people like organizing to kind of take away that, like, how can I say this, like, I try not to wear any labels because it's a name. I feel like everybody should, you know, be described as, like, Patrick is Patrick, Carla is Carla, and that's it. Not like, oh, Carla is,
for who we are rather than what we wear and what we, you know, exactly what you're saying. And instead of labeling us of what they like, see, rather than what we actually are with our heart, you know, because a lot of people do go, oh, Patrick is always busy, oh, Patrick's doing this, or Patrick's doing this, or Carla's doing this, and I want, you know, and they base it off that, and then they start to judge and form some type of picture and image of you, which isn't even true, you know, and then they label you as who you are. Like, we encountered that at work, right? They labeled both of us like very stuck up, and oh, they're suck ups and they like to do everything their way. They really thought we were very selfish where we were working,
When in fact we were
and thought we were always
when in
plotting.
fact we were the only one, yeah, and
Yeah,
like
we
we were the
weren't,
only ones working, like actually doing our job, which sucked.
exactly. Yeah. And we'll, like, we've talked about this before, the labeling and how people see us, and we both said, like, who cares? We know what we're doing out of our hearts, and that's all that matters. It's the same thing with your moral, our mo your morals, my morals, and your purity ring. It's pretty much, how we decide to do it with our heart. It's not to gain anything or to make people look bad, right? Well, actually, we'll continue this after a quick break. And I have a few more questions for you, but we'll answer them after a
All
word
righty.
from our sponsors. So hold
Okay.
on tight. We'll be right back. Hey guys, we're back with Carla talking about her moral values and her purity ring. Going back right into topic, so from labeling now, piggybacking on that, so I'm 100% positive you're going on dates or actually have a boyfriend right now that I recall you telling me. But before you actually had a boyfriend right now, when you went on dates, did they ever ask or hesitate or even not, like, call you back because of your purity ring? Do you wear that on a date, or like how does that come about? Because, like, personally, if I were what just a regular old guy and I see that on the first date, I would kind of be scared, right? I'd be like, oh shit, is this person married or engaged? Like, right? Like, sometimes it's kind of hard, or like, do you open up and go, oh no, this is just my purity ring? Or, like, how do you come about that when you're going on a date? I mean, I know you have a boyfriend now, but like beforehand, like, has that ever been an easy thing for you, a hard thing? Like, what do you do? Like, can you please let us know what you do with that?
Definitely do struggle. I struggled, and it was definitely hard for a couple of years. Luckily, I'm 20. How hard can it be? But you'd be surprised. I mean, after like those 3 years after high school, definitely were a challenge because we're used to something else. Guys were used to, like sex after the third date, and you
Yeah.
become boyfriend or girlfriend right after that, or like sex is like the definition of like, okay, we're dating now, or like just the one night stand. Like it was very difficult for me. And a lot of the times it was, this is what guys would tell me. They'd be like, you're just too good for me. You're too good for
Wow.
me, and I cannot be with you. And yeah, there's sometimes most of the, not most of them, because that would be a lie, but a lot of them, it was an issue, me having my purity ring, just because they were used to something else. And I still stood my ground, even if I liked them a lot, and even if we had a great night, I still stood my ground, and I told them, like, that's just a part of me that you're gonna have to accept. And like, even currently now, like, my boyfriend still knows, that it's a major fact, because that's me. That's my essence, and that's me. And so the one thing that I've always tried to take care of was my aura and my energy. And I've always tried to take care of that part of myself, just because I know that it's a, since it's a part of me, I don't just want to give it away. Like, oh, okay, well, if I have to date you, then, and you want, intimacy, then it was no. It was like, you have to, one, work for it, but then two, also know, like, that I want to get married in order for that. And if you weren't, yeah, and if you weren't up for the, not for the challenge, but if you weren't up for the journey with me, then that means
in the first place, like, you don't really want to date me. Because if you just want to date temporarily, why are we going to waste time? Like, that's just how I
Because you're
see it.
looking for lifelong. You're not looking for here and now. You're looking for the lifelong, right?
Yeah, because I mean, the sooner you start building into a relationship that is lifelong, the easier and the better it gets later on. Because when you have 4 years together, it's for something. You've invested into something that's going to help you later on in life. Like, you can start investing into property, you can start opening your business, like, you can start working like a power couple. And a lot of people, you know, a lot of at least our generation just thinks of like the present, which is good, which is healthy, which is needed. But there's a different, like, not when it comes to personally to me, and not when it comes to dating. I don't think you should live in the now and like enjoy this moment with the one person for 2 months or a month or a year or 2 years, 3 years. Just enjoy the present. And even though you're not going to marry them, like, that's okay. It is okay when, I guess it's okay when you go into the relationship in that intention to marry the other person. I think that's still good because, you know, life happens and like you end up meeting someone else. And you're like, holy crap, like, what am I doing? I actually am in love with this person, but I have a relationship for 3 years and whatnot. But you go into the intention into the relationship knowing and thinking, like, I'm going to get married to this person. I think that that's good. But just going into the relationship, just like, oh, they're good for a temporary moment. Like, I can't do that. And so when I would date and like when I would go out with guys and like try with guys, that was always a big issue, always a huge issue. And I remember like I had a conversation with one of my dates, like, after we started becoming a little bit more serious. And I asked him, like, hey, so what made you give me like a second date, or like what made you want to, you know, continue getting to know me in that way? And like, how are we here now where we're like very, and this was before my current boyfriend. And I asked him, like, how is it that we are here now? Like, how did you, would it, what was your thought process when I told you about my ring? And he told me, he's like, honestly, I thought we were gonna be good friends. Right after that moment, like, I friend zoned you. And I was like, wait, what? So what are we doing? And we thought that we were that, but things ended up not working. We were both too ambitious and like we were both too busy. And we were like, you know what? You know what? I think we're better just off as friends. And so ended up just being friends. But that is a big, huge deal breaker for me at some point. And it's always going to be, as long as guys get, you know, sex easily, like, it's gonna be hard for, I guess, girls like me. And then there's also the other option of going to like church and marrying someone like in a church. And let me tell you, I've also had experience about it. Tend to be like very two-faced, I guess, and very like hypocritical. So I was like,
So they show you
ooh.
something right then and there to just get you, and then once they got you, they think, oh, Carla's gonna break and eventually gonna give in kind of thing, right?
So it's been, yeah, so it's been a ride. I'm not saying all guys are bad or all guys just, you know, are like double-faced. But it's happened at least to me, and like I'm very thankful and appreciative of like obviously my mom and little wisdom and that I've gained, and also like, you know, stayed in tune with my heart. Because you feel, you, I think, like, if it's right or if it's meant to be or if it's not. So definitely has been a struggle. And like, I definitely do mention it to my dates, the first date, because I don't want to waste people's time if they want something else out of it. So just as how I want my time to be respected, I respect theirs, and I just tell them off the bat. And if they're up for it for the journey, then like, they're not, it was nice meeting you, it was nice knowing you, we can be good friends. Like that right after. So
So now that you're saying like, okay, if it doesn't work out, we could still be friends. How many of that actually happened? Are you actually still friends with those guys after that situation? Or is it they just walk away and they're like, oh, heck no, I can't even be friends with you?
So I am. The one, there are several that I just didn't really work out because I just felt like they were influences in my life. So usually I end up staying friends with the person if we were both very with one another. So if I'm good with them, they're good with me, then we end up staying friends and we end up being friends forever. Like I friend zoned one, we both friend zoned each other. It was right the first year of college. Me and this guy, we were friends for, I think years in school, and he tried and I would always say no, and then finally like I told them like, hey, like I have this pretty ring thing, and he's like, oh okay. So after that we became really good friends and we've been friends since, but like I said, it has to go both ways. Like he has to be a good influence for me and I have to be a good influence for him, and I'm very like I'm very, I guess, I don't even want to say professional, but I'm very, like, I'm not inappropriate, and I don't mess with those sensitive topics. So, like, I never bring up the fact that we tried again. Like, I don't bring it up. But we both have to be in tuned with one another and saying, like, okay, they are a good person to have in my life, so I don't want to lose them. Or, you know what? He's not such a great person in my life. I don't really want to have him even as a friend. So it definitely has worked, and there are some relationships that I had to let go of because it was just not going to work.
And that's, and knowing us as how we are, it is kind of, you know, we have that emotional side where it feels bad anyway, right? You're like, oh man, like we feel that way. We feel that way at work when we work together, you know, like even though we were harsh on them, we were like, oh man, were we too harsh? Or, you know, we feel bad. But at the same time, you know, you did what you thought was right for you, right? So, I mean, of course, right now we're just talking about your moral values with the sprint, with your purity ring. And it looks like you put more of your other values in your own life that you have for yourself in the situation with your purity ring, right? Friendships, right? You're not only looking for a date, and if it doesn't work out, you still want to be in that good friendship. And sometimes it doesn't work out, like you said, but our heart, your moral is like, okay, you know, that doesn't mean we're not going to be boyfriend, girlfriend. We could at least be friends, right? And which is good, which is really, really good. So now going off with that, friends ever judge you or make fun of you and be like, oh, we can't go here because, you know, has a purity ring, or oh, we can't do this because, you know, like, do friends actually like joke around with you or actually probably criticize you, you know, like in a hurtful way? Have you ever encountered that with a friend?
So yes, all the time, Patrick. I hear that all the time, but I've learned to love it. Because now, you know, there's a different level of respect that I receive from my friends. And it's pretty cool, even though they do tease me. They do tease me all the time. But I learned to appreciate it because it's not like I'm addicted to, like, a drug or, like, I'm addicted to alcohol. It's, I think that it's, like, a good reason to get teased. I don't take it in as a bad way. There are, you know, bad. But it's so easy for me to brush it off because I'm content with my choice. And like, I have no problem. I literally just laugh it off. And I do, like I said, I do get teased. And there has been situations where people do say stuff behind my back. But you know what? I really found that the reason for that is because they're not happy themselves. So I just brush it off and try to understand the other person most of the time. Like making fun of me because I'm a virgin, then that makes sense because I sleep around with a lot of men. And like I prefer.
Isn't that crazy? Like now they look at it this way. Like for girls, girls, right? Like for girls, oh, if you sleep around a lot, you're a whore, right? And then like if you're a guy and you sleep around, it's like porns, right? Isn't it?
It's so sad.
That could actually, but that's probably going to be another topic I actually have with another friend of mine, but definitely, it kind of goes hand in hand with this conversation. But yeah, it's just crazy how that works. And that's why I ask you, like, do your friends ever criticize you in that way? It's because, you know, not like for me, for instance, I don't have a ring, but my moral is the same. You know, it's not like I don't want to wear a ring because I'm going to be judged. I could get two fucks, you know, I don't care, you know. But definitely, like, for you, like, that's hard, you know. Now, it's not only a moral thing that you like,
Also a social
you
thing, like,
know, yeah, it's a social thing. Like that's heavy.
yeah.
That's really heavy, you know. And I think that's also why we keep ourselves very busy. But definitely, it's craziness. It's a lot
But you
of,
know what, Pop? Like,
yeah.
I realized this is, and this is so, like, I feel like it's so good and so precious that I'll always be thankful for the choice that I made, is that I get to know the person for who they really are instead of who they are in bed. Which a lot of the times people in
Yes.
relationships stay in relationships because of the intimacy part, and which sucks. Because I've heard so many people stay in relationships because of that, and they're toxic. And I'm just like, ah, yeah, I don't have that problem. And like, I'm proud, to be honest, like, I'm proud of it because I know that my mind is clean, my heart is clean. And I don't really have to worry about that. And even now, like, with my current boyfriend, courting is so much fun because
It is, yeah.
he's different, so he's not like me. But he's so, and this is when you can tell the difference between someone who wants to be with you for a really long time and someone who just wants to play with you or just be with you for a
Yeah.
temporary time. He's so respectful of that aspect of me. He loves it. He loves it. He's like,
That's awesome.
he,
That's really good.
yeah. And I mean, I thought that that would never come. Like, I was just like, you know
Yeah.
what? I'm probably just gonna be an old cat lady, but. Like, no,
A
if
fat old cat lady that
anything,
has like 100 cats in her apartment.
cat lady. Honestly. And so that's what I thought. Like, that's where I thought I was going with this because there was no one like me. Like, there was not a lot of
Yeah.
people like me until I met him. And he kind of told me, he's like, I don't ever want you to change. And he reminds me constantly. He's like, please don't change. I love who you are. Like, I like your essence.
Oh, that's so
I
cute.
just be yourself with me because that's who I like. Don't ever
Yeah.
change, please. And
Oh,
so,
that's nice.
like, if anything, like, it's giving me more encouragement to continue.
And
Yeah.
reassurance. Yeah, that's really good. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You're lucky. That's really hard to find. So,
I
like, so wrapping this up, is there something you want to tell people out there that struggle or not problem? They don't even have to struggle, but like just a word of advice or wisdom with the morals of having a purity ring or just a good moral value of relationships. Is there something you want to let people know or, you know, give them a little word of advice?
Yeah, definitely. So to all of my women and my young women, or just my women in general, I'm not saying do this promise like I did, because it's not for everyone. You really have to feel it and really want it. But know your value of, obviously, like, your virginity does not define all of who you are. You have the choice to do what you wish. But I really do recommend you being very specific with the person that you do that with. And if you want to do the journey like me and Pat are doing, of like, you know, waiting until marriage, I think it's a beautiful thing. And you are very wise to do so because you learn self-control. You get to know a person for who they really are, and you get to see people's intentions right off the bat and what they really want. and you're set apart from everyone else because it is normal now to, you know, be with the person intimately right off the bat, and that will set you apart from everyone. You can be like everyone else, but everyone else cannot be like you because you can't take that back. And so,
and we're all unique.
Yeah. And so, like, to all my boys, or men, honestly, like, again, self-control. You pursue the area that me and Pat are doing. I admire you so much because you do that. Again, being differently, and I think that it's something to honor and feel proud of and about. And having the choice of saying I don't, like, I know that I want to, but you know what? It's okay. It's always going to be there. Like, it's not going to go anywhere. That's going to, you're definitely going to do that one day. And I think that you should focus more on your character instead of just like your, I guess, like your pleasure.
What society?
Your pleasure and your pleasure.
Yeah.
Character. Yeah. Work on honor, work on self-control and patience, because those three things are very, very, very important. And they will help you in the long run as a man. Other than that, that's going to be my little advice.
Well, thank you. That's definitely gonna, you know, that's the reason of my podcast is, you know, these are all personal experiences, right? This is not a general experience. Everybody experiences things differently in life. And that's why I really wanted to talk to you and interview you about it, is because we're both mm-hmm. unique. Not a lot of people do this, right? So maybe one of the listeners hears this and, you know, changes their life, mm-hmm. you know? And it doesn't mean, like, you lost your virginity. You cannot say, oh, I can't. I already lost it. Oh, well, I'm just done. No, you could actually say, you know what? From here on, I'm not going to give it
mm-hmm.
up,
mm-hmm.
right? You could always start from where you are now and change your morals. Your morals aren't set in stone. There's no such thing as a good or a bad person, right? It's always good and lost. So there are people out there that I want to hear your story and let them know, like, hey, moral values is what you respect yourself with, right? That's pretty much what it is. So well, I want to say thank you.
No, thank you.
For being on my podcast. People could definitely, I'm suggesting and recommending you guys go follow her podcast on Daydreamer. Her name is Carla. She's great. You guys will learn a lot from her as well. You guys could leave me voice messages on Anchor or message me on Instagram with questions, comments, or feedback. You could even do that on the voice message on the app itself on Anchor. I will leave my information and Carla's information in the description. And, well, just want to say thank you to everyone who's listening. Don't forget to listen to the other podcasts that I have posted in the past. Go check out Carla's, and I will try to be consistent on posting weekly or more. and maybe one day I'll be on Carla's yes. podcast to just talk about something. So be ready for that. Me and Carla will probably collaborate a lot. I'm not really good at doing a one kind of thing. I like collaborating with people because I like sharing people's stories. So yeah, thank you, Carla.
Patrick.
I will probably have you back soon for yes. a different segment, because this is definitely, you know, moral values with purity rings and stuff like that is definitely a huge patient kind of thing, and that's what my segment's about this first time. So thank you, and we'll have you back on
all
soon.
Right. Bye, Patrick. Thank you.
All right. See ya. No problem.